Good morning, friends. It is my joy to share with you our third segment of our current sermon series, Grow. This series provides each of us an opportunity to discern where we are in the area of personal growth. In addition to discerning our personal growth, we, those who are followers of Jesus, have the opportunity to discern where we are as well in our spiritual growth. If we are honest about it, growth, whether spiritual or personal, have many similarities that contribute to one's intentional or unintentional ways of navigating through life. Additionally, growth, both personal and spiritual, also have many differences that also impact the way we, again, intentionally or unintentionally navigate. Included in this is also those things that are considered to be invisible or intangible. Not to forget those things that we can see and that we can touch and hold and feel. We know that the events during the last 3 months have propelled us and the world to a place of having to negotiate life differently than ever before. The coronavirus and subsequent pandemic has caused an inside and outside thing in our growth process and has impacted who we are as individuals, as a church, as a world, and not to mention what we knew as normal. In addition to the challenges of the pandemic, the world was also challenged with the death of George Floyd and the events that have continued to occur. Those cries for an end to racial injustice and hatred across this country and around the world. And yet, church, even in the midst of all of these things, I'm here to let you know that we have an anchor, and it is available to all of us today. And so, I invite you to journey with me as we examine the Word of God under our theme, Patience. Throughout the years, many of us have heard the old cliche, patience is a virtue. However, for the times in which we find ourselves, church, I would dare say that the idea or a call for patience may be the last thing many people in our world want to hear or think about right now. Not to mention the increased pull on our time in juggling between homeschooling and working at home, taking care of those who require additional patient care and attention, on top of our loved ones who also need care, and yet we are separated from because of the quarantine. Patience, especially during restrictive times, calls for more of the invisible things within us, especially as it pertains to our individual, personal, and spiritual growth. The good news, church, is we have an invisible source of patience. For patience is one of the fruit of the Spirit. For Galatians 5 and 23 remind us that, but the Holy Spirit produces this fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the fruit that there is no law to stand against them. patience that is produced by the Holy Spirit and given to us by Him as one portion of our relationship with God through our faith in Jesus. Patience is a part of our faith journey and is evidenced in our character as a Christian and in the way we navigate through life. It is because of this that we can draw strength and perseverance in the times of trouble. The Apostle Paul, when he wrote the letter to the leaders of the churches, reminded them in the first chapter, the second through the fourth verses, that we brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come our way, consider it an opportunity for joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. This reminder from Paul, combined with the reminder that he sent in a letter to the church at Ephesus, to remind them that they are to walk in a manner worthy of their calling to which they had been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love. Church, when I go back and review Webster's dictionary in regards to what it means to grow, which is to develop in maturity, to increase in size, to develop from a source such as a parent, or to have an increasing influence, it was easier for me to then be able to bring into focus, like looking through a pair of binoculars, as to what it is that God has laid out for us. And when I place that over top of or beside Webster's meaning of growth, I have a clearer understanding of the importance of the continuing growth of our personal and our spiritual character. Case in point, in rewinding the events of what took place between and for my daughter-in-law and my newest grandson, it was a relative visual example that I could relate our passage and our segment to. For during the time that she was pregnant, she was my grandson's source for everything that he needed. He was anchored, if you will, during that 9-month period to be able to receive not only the nourishment and the vital things that he needed, but also to protect him, if you will, when life seemed to be about the winds and the waves on the outside. And yet, he was able to experience the love, the joy, the peace, and the patience that was taking place within his life. Even though some of the circumstances did not change, for as he grew, it meant that my daughter-in-law had to grow also. And so she too went through some changes in development, not only for herself to keep herself safe, but also to keep my grandson safe. If we look at it that way, the umbilical cord that was the anchor for my grandson until the time of his birth, so is our relationship with God through our faith in Jesus the Christ and the continuous guidance by the Holy Spirit. We are anchored My sisters and brothers, through the fruit of the Spirit spoken of in Galatians, as well as the hope that is given to us for those who have a secure confidence and assurance in our Lord. I know that these times are definitely unusual. They are definitely challenging, and nothing that any of us would have asked for. And yet, we are still being provided for from the source who knew us from the time we were born until this very day. The source who not only created us, but also had provided for us way back at the beginning of creation. The source is God. God our Father, God our Son, God our Holy Spirit is our source. God is the one who made provision not only for us to be able to enjoy the benefits of God's grace, but also the benefit of patience, of growing, of being reminded not only through the Holy Spirit, but by our founder, John Wesley, that our spiritual walk is that of a journey on to Christian perfection, a lifestyle, if you will, of holiness, that people who encounter us, be it intentionally or unintentionally, are able to discern where we are anchored and how we are able to journey with each other during this time of pandemic and outcries against racial injustice and violence. Jesus thought that it was paramount for the disciples to understand the importance of growing in their faith. And that is why he continuously would take them aside from time to time to not only teach them, but sometimes to test where they were in their spiritual lives. Jesus, the one who came to walk this earth, understood the challenges that we face as humanity when we come up against opposition. For we are but mere human beings, and so there are times when we grow weary in our journey. However, we still have the assurance that is given to us, even though we cannot see God, even though we cannot see the Holy Spirit. Our faith, as written in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Once we accept Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, and we turn from those sinful things that we are now reconciled back to God, justification, if you will, we are now able to realize what we could not see is available to us and in us by the receiving of the Holy Spirit. Just like a couple of weeks ago, when celebration of Pentecost took place, when the Holy Spirit fell upon the people, their lives were changed because now the Spirit of God dwelled not only among them, but in them. Such is the case for us. The Holy Spirit is our anchor that resides in us and allows us to remain connected to the source, which is God. While many of us would love for God, to do what Jesus did when he was out on the waters, sleeping, if you will, in the boat. And the disciples came to him, waking him up, letting him know just how bad it was. And Jesus spoke a word, "Peace, be still," and the waters were immediately calm. No, church, I don't believe this is a time that God has for us to speak and that the winds and the ways of the 2020 situation will immediately cease. But I do believe that it is a time for us to remember that God continues to be our source, that God continues to walk with us as he provides for us those things that we need to grow individually, personally, and spiritually. It is through this awareness, through this knowledge, that we are reminded in Hebrews 6:19, this hope that we have is a strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls. It leads us through the curtain into God's inner sanctuary. My friends, I pray that we do not forget that our anchor is in God. For God is with us and God continues to provide. I pray that we do not forget the value of patience, the fruit of many of the Holy Spirit, that of love in which Pastor Andrew shared on last Sunday and challenged us to make evident in our lives, not only during the good times, but in the midst of the challenging times such as now, and not only to love when it's convenient, but to love when it's uncomfortable. And previous to that, he started the Grow series based on hope that we have in our Lord and in our God. I pray that as we continue on this journey, as some will start calling it post-COVID-19, that we as Christians, as those who are seeking, will remember this journey is a continuous journey, one filled with an on-time God, whose love never ceases for us, who is always faithful, and who will always be with us, that we rely on the patience that is given us, for our anchor is in God. Amen and amen.